sense of honor and his duty as a health officer above the selfish demands of the city's commercial interests. These interests center on the town's health baths. Vincent Price plays Peter, your brother and head of the board. He is reprimanding you as the scene opens.
And what is more, my dear brother, we shall expect you to make public profession of your confidence in the committee and in their readiness to consider fully and conscientiously what steps may be necessary to remedy any possible defect in the baths.
We're the Mouseketeers. We want to say hello and give three cheers for all of you who see us every day. You're okay, so welcome to our Mouse Club. And by the way, while you're here, you're all the guests of the Merry Mouseketeers. We'd like to introduce ourselves to you, so proudly put on your Mouseketeers. It's time to meet the Mouseketeers.
Roll call.
Cheryl.
Bobby.
Darlene,
Tommy,
Doreen,
Roy,
Jimmy.
So proudly put on your Mouseketeers. It's time to meet the Mouseketeers.
A pretty zany start to the program from your favourite of the Anyway Boys. And on tonight's program, two sessions, the one from Rip Rig and Panic, their debut, and a repeat of a recent and popular one by Vice Squad. Amongst the records, The Mob, James White and the Blacks, Heaven 17, The Sound, New Age, Ditto Steppers, John Fox, Grandmaster Flash, Scientist, The Creatures, Altered Images, Doll Drums, and The Birthday Party. Also both sides of the new single from New Order. In fact, here comes one of them now. It's called Everything's Gone Green. We'll be right back. Yes, fans, it's those New Order boys, and that's their new single on Factory Records, of course. Everything's Gone Green, the title of it, and the other side of that later on in the programme. The first from Vice Squad in just a second, but I don't want to take another step without thanking Elspeth and Jeff of the Pratts for the useful bicycle clips. I shall treasure them, unquestionably. It's a sellout.
It's a sellout.
This is supposed to be a segue. It's not really making it at the moment, is it? There we go. From the LP Scientist Meets the Roots Radix, that's called Jar Is Love, on blue vinyl on Selena Records. And before that, Vice Squad, It's a Sellout, and an entirely unsuccessful segue. I apologise for that, but I mean, it is early in the week. And I sorted out a great number of intriguing requests and seem to have left the letters, as is fairly traditional by now, somewhere else. But a lot of people wanted to hear something by the Birthday Party other than Release the Bats, so this is Mr. Clarinet. The Birthday Party and Mr. Clarinet, and actually I found the letters. One of them's from Troy Baroque, or Baroque, you can take your choice, who writes from South Devon and says, could I play something by the Birthday Party for Elaine, Tessa, Tall, Kerm, Carol and Jeanette, and what's this one say? Mark Davis, who writes to me from sunny South Egham, and could you please play something by the Birthday Party before 11 o'clock for Rick, me brain hurts, Smit, David, Nico, Bridget, Phil, and everyone who's enjoying a lovely holiday. So it's going to be one of those request nights. Well, there's a couple more, I think, actually. From Rip Rig and Panic, and I saw a couple of members of Rip Rig and Panic at the end of last week when I went to the Mooch Club in London to see B-Vamp, who were very, very curious, as were the members of Rip Rig and Panic. One of them went to a lot of trouble not to speak to me, but the other one spoke to me really rather too much, but their music's terrific, as you know, if you already heard the tracks from the LP EP God. This is Symphony in Dave's Flat.
OK, don't worry about it. I'm too nervous, I can't do it.
All in favour, say aye. Aye. That's Rip Rig and Panic, and the first from them, which is called Symphony in Dave's Flat. I did have a letter about... I'm sorry, I've been losing letters at a cracking pace over the weekend. I did have a letter about this next band as well, but I seem to have mislaid that. It's part of my whimsical nature. They're called Doll Drums, and if you were listening, you'll have heard the other side of this on Richard Skinner's programme earlier on. It's called Living in the Past. Now, a couple of members of that, at least, or one of them anyway, used to be in the Partisans, who had a single out from Birmingham, which I played a couple of times earlier in the year. The Doll Drums, not in the shops yet, but shortly, and that's called Living in the Past. Now, I actually have found a letter which relates to the next two records. It comes from Corey Brennan from London West 4, saying, "Dear Mr. Peel, I'm getting tired of hearing about all of your listeners writing in and complaining about their holidays in France, Switzerland, or wherever. I'm an American here in England on a student visa, and I happen to be having a superb time. If you get around to it, could you please play Little Room by Philadelphia's own Bunny Drums, or if you really feel ambitious, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game by the Marvelettes, and throw in a big hello." It's a big hello to my friends at Edinburgh University. Your show, by the way, beats the hell out of anything I've heard in the States. Go for it, Corey Brennan. Well, for writing a letter like that, you get both of the records you want to hear, starting with Bunny Drums.
Speak it.
That's with Smokey Robinson's The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, preceded by the Bunny Drums from Philadelphia and Little Room. And now a request from me for being such a wonderful chap. Altered Images and Faithless.
Thank you.
Still haven't seen Gregory's Girl, but I shall this week, I understand. Altered Images, and that's from the LP Happy Birthday. I'm sure you all own a copy of that by now, don't you? And that's called Faithless. Another from Vice Squad. Times, they are a-changing. Yes. I'd like to hear them give some of Dylan's more recent and more prior-ish songs to sing to as well. That's Vice Squad and Times They Are A-Changing. And there's yet another compilation LP of old reggae tracks, and as most new reggae tracks seem to be rather dull these days, it's very welcome. It's the best of Beverly's records, or masterpieces in the works of Leslie Kong, including the Melodians, Ken Booth and Bob Marley and the Wailers. I've now read you the entire front sleeve, except for the word Trojan up at the top. And it also features Peter Tosh. This is his Soon Come. Peter Tosh, and you'll certainly hear more from this LP as well. That's called Soon Come. I should have mentioned after I played the Altered Images track just a matter of seconds ago that we have a new session from them on tomorrow night's programme and a repeat of our recent session from Stimulin. Now, Maximum Joy, you will have heard them last week, and this is Stretch. Impending from Y Records through Rough Trade, that stretch by the Maximum's Joy, and you may have heard their session, I hope you heard their session, on Thor's Dag, and I forgot then to read out a list of their forthcoming engagements. They are not many. Actually, I've got two lists of their engagements. Hold on a second. So one of them is a great deal longer than the other. September the 25th is the North London Polytechnic with Cabaret Voltaire. That's not even on the second list. But then it says North London Poly on October the 2nd. Well, what you have to do is find out for yourselves. I think it all looks a bit confusing. With an October the 3rd, Manchester University. October the 14th, the Mooch Club, Water Street in London. Well, both lists agree on that. On the 15th, the Rock Garden in Covent Garden, London. On the 16th, Brixton Town Hall. October the 20th, Northeast London Poly. On the 21st, the Moonlight Club in West Hampstead, and on October the 23rd, King's College, London. Dates for your diary if you live in the London area. Actually, they are worth seeing. Go and see them if you can. Maximum Joy. The Special Duties and Violent Society. A lot of people came up to me and said, hey, what was that fantastic record you played the other night? And in every case, it turned out they were referring to this.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Bad vibes, better tell me everybody's side. DJ's spinning, I said in my mind. Flash is cool, front flush,
the
bar flush, ain't
no two. You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
area.
The Kid Trio. I see you. Cowboy. Virgo. And rap. Grandmaster Flash. Cut so on the... And his zodiac sign is Capricorn.
Tell me a story.
Please tell me a story, too.
You know, I think I'll tell you the story of my life.
You tell me.
I want to hear it, too.
I was born in Anamoose, North Dakota, a long time ago, see? And now I'm lucky enough to be here with you.
Yeah, but what's happened to the tree?
That's a very fine record, you know. The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on Sugar Hill Records. Time, I think, for some Creatures.
Dreamer.
Creatures, and that's from the EP, more accurately a double maxi single, I suppose. Mad Eyed Screamer, the name of it, on Polydor Records, which reminds me that Susie and the Banshees are on Richard Skinner's programme tomorrow evening, along with the Mood Elevators. Another from the valuable Rip Rig and Panic, it's called A Grand Grin and a Shaky Smile, Please Mr. Barman.
I go to the physio. I go to the physio. I go to the physio. Oh, Pita, Pita, let me out. Pita, Rukui. I go to the physio. I go to the physio.
What does she do, she boy?
She plays with my knees.
And what's she do, boy?
She plays... She plays with my knees.
Then what she do, boy?
She plays with my knees.
Sounds very soulful. This is pathetic.
Thank you.
People enjoying themselves in the studio, eh? We'll have to stamp on that. It could be contagious. Riprig and Panic, and it's called A Grand Grin and a Shaky Smile, Please Mr. Barman. And the band appearing on the 30th of September in York, on the 1st of October Leeds Warehouse, and on the 2nd of October Manchester Blasters, or I suppose more accurately, Blasters. And we've also got information about the Remy Peds, because we didn't read out any of their gigs on when they did the session for us last week. On the 3rd of October they're at Brighton Polytechnic, on the 6th Dingwalls in London, on the 9th Queen Elizabeth College, wherever that may be. On the 10th, Portsmouth Polytechnic, probably in Portsmouth. And on the 11th, the Half Moon, Herne Hill, somewhere in the sort of London area. Those are the Remy Peds. And this is from an LP 3, The Hard Way, Cultured Dub. That's more of the work of Scientist from the LP 3, The Hard Way, which is on Silver Camel Records. It's called Cultured Dub. And I play this record about this next one, about once every 3 months, in the hope that somebody will write and tell me what the blank students are doing, because in this day and age of the new dance band, somebody ought to be paying some attention to them if they're still going. And this is their single on Dexter Records, I Want to Be Happy. Blank Students, I mean, I've done a couple of gigs, well, a gig with them anyway, in Preston, which was terrific. I mean, one of the best of my life, I seem to recall. And they could murder a lot of the opposition, so I don't know what they're doing at the moment. But that's their single from last year on Dexter Records, I Want to Be Happy. And these days, as you probably noticed, Latin music is immensely voguish, although not, I suspect, Latin music from Corpus Christi, Texas, which is where this comes from.
Cada que me responder.
I don't fully understand the curious series of events which led that record into coming to me, but I'm glad that it did, in fact. From Conjunto Madrigal, I suppose is how you say it, Conjunto Madrigal to you and I, and that comes from Corpus Christi, as I say, on Hacienda Records, and a very pretty label it is, too. 1236 South Staples, Corpus Christi, Texas, in case you want to write to them. From John Fox, a record which you can probably more easily get hold of, Systems of Romance. Systems of Romance. That's John Fox from the LP The Garden. Includes Free Book Church. And, yes, what can I say about it beyond that? Vice Squad, and they've got one or two. Oh, dear, where is it now? Hold on a second. All these bits of paper. You have no idea, you know. It's like I need a filing cabinet here. Vice Squad, 3rd of October, Grimsby. They're in Grimsby. On the 4th, Stevenage. And on the 5th, back home at Bristol at the Granary. And there's an LP out on October the 12th called Cause for Concern. Going to Grimsby, eh? Wish I could go with them. Anyway, Vice Squad and Coward. Of course, Liverpool could be playing Grimsby next season, you know, unless Grimsby go up. I think it's going to have to be our season for the Cup this year, the only way out. Vice Squad, and that's called Coward, and from New Age, in fact, the B-side of their single, the new one on Dining Out, it's called Radio Show. That's New Age and a new single from them, which our Brian has typed up here as Radio Slow. I know what you mean, but it's actually called Radio Show on Dining Out Records. And after New Age, well, had to be the New Age Steppers. Pretty clever stuff. New Age Steppers on Static Records, the single, of course, and that's My Love. I had a phone call from Fish Turned Human at the end of last week to tell me that tomorrow night, being Tuesday, they're at the 101 Club in London, and then on the 28th, which isn't Tuesday at all, they're upstairs at Ronnie Scott's, also in London. From New Order, the other side of the single, presumably the B-side, if there is a B-side, probably a double A-side, usually are, this is Procession. New Order, and the B-side of the single, as called Procession, is an oldie for you from James White and the Blacks.